The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements, and this week we'll talk with Mark Scott, the newly minted president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. We'll get an update on harvest and share his goals for the association. That's all coming up in just a moment.
The word is out. For 3 years in a row, every winner of America's Elite Fishing Tournament, Crappie Masters, uses E10. Gasoline blended with 10% ethanol. It's the fuel of choice for the pros. E10 is approved and warranted by every major boat engine manufacturer. E10, made in America, better for the environment.
You guys using E10 fuel in your boat?
Yes, sir.
Empowering anglers across America. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Again, our guest this week is Mark Scott, the new president of Missouri Corn Growers Association, just taking that post this week. So, Mark, start off with congratulations on taking this leadership role.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to work for the Corn Growers of Missouri.
This, of course, not a role you just jump right into. Mark, you've obviously had a lot of work leading up to this point with the association and the Merchandising Council as well. So can you share with folks your history of that?
Well, this will be my ninth year on the board of Missouri Corn. It's a learning process through the years, how everything is done, and I've worked my way up through the executive chain all the way up to the president. So it's taken a few years to learn how everything works.
Well, let's start off and talk about harvest. Obviously, combines rolling across the state. How's the harvest season shaping up for you and other folks in your area around Wentzville?
Well, in my area, harvest has progressed very rapidly. It's been extremely dry. Well, it was extremely dry here all summer, so we've had a limited crop. And the corn dried down in the field, and just about everybody in my area is finished, or they'll be finished by the end of the week. And our yields, they've been all across the board. I've heard excellent yields all the way down to absolutely poor yields. So it's been all across the board this summer. If you got the rain, you got the grain, I guess, basically.
That really seems to be the story across the state. And talking about your association involvement with being president this year, any particular goals in mind for the organization?
Well, one of our biggest things is we'd like to get a farm bill signed this year. It's already past the deadline, and we've been working with our legislators to tell them that we need a farm bill because there's a lot of programs without it are not funded, like the FMD, the Foreign Market Development, and the Market Access Program are not funded without a farm bill. So all those programs ceased on September the 30th, and they're very vital to opening markets up overseas. Basically, we need a farm bill just for the risk management and all that. So that's one of the big things, and we're working on trying to open up trade avenues and new markets and maintain the ones we already have. We can't afford to lose any of our markets.
Well, trade, of course, very important for Missouri corn farmers and opening new markets and protecting those markets we have already, and we're seeing some of that hopefully come fruitful here. So how good was it for you as the incoming new president of Missouri Corn and just a corn farmer in general to see the news that came out over the weekend that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have all agreed to that framework of NAFTA and can begin to move that renegotiated trade deal forward?
Yes, that was a very big thing to have that done. We're still going through the details on how it affects corn farmers, but like I said, it's a positive move. NAFTA was very good for corn farmers because it opened up the market in Mexico, which was our number one corn market these past few years. And with the logistics, it's easy to ship by rail. They take a lot of corn and DDGs and ethanol as they improve their air quality. They're opening up their market to use more ethanol. And Canada is also a large importer of our corn. So, yes, it's a very good thing that they're getting that settled.
Well, Mark, as we wrap up, anything else you'd like to say to corn farmers out there today?
Well, I'd like to say be safe out there. We always like to have a safe harvest, and we're working on their behalf to help them be profitable. And it takes everybody. We need everybody to be on board to work together to make our industry stronger than it already is. So there's always room to make our industry better.
Well, again, Mark, congratulations on the leadership role of president of Missouri Corn as of this week, and thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate having you on. So,
that's Mark Scott, the new president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, and our guest on this week's Missouri Corn Update. As always, you can learn more information about Missouri Corn Growers online. Visit their website, www.mocorn.org.